Maseches Megillah Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes until Maseches Moed Katan Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah listed a number of examples of things which a person says or ways in which a person behaves which suggests that he is considered to be an apikoyres, or at least similar to an apikoyres, who is somebody who does not believe in all of the basic principles of belief in Hashem and in the Torah and the Torah being given by Hashem and other basic principles which will be developed in this Mishnah as we are going to see now. Pa'imirwan who says, Yivarchucha Toivim. People who have it good should bless you, Hashem. So implying righteous people, or wealthy people, people who seem to be having a very good and easy life, they should praise you, Hashem. Hazudei Chaminus, that is considered to be the way of Apikorsim. It is considered heretical, since the truth is, everybody should bless Hashem, everybody should praise Hashem, and everybody can. Even those who have difficulties, even those who are not necessarily so righteous, they certainly have equal right to bless and praise Hashem. Next example, Al Kan Tzipor Yagur Rachamecha. Your mercy, Hashem, reaches the nest of the bird. What does that mean? So this person is referring to the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan, of sending away the mother bird if somebody wants to take her eggs. So the mitzvah says that first he should shoo away the mother bird. And this person is suggesting that the whole reason why Hashem commanded us to send away the mother bird is because of compassion on the mother bird. We need to be moral and compassionate people. And that is the only reason why Hashem told us to do that. There is no other deeper reason. And that is why Hashem told us to do it. Again, that is considered to be heretical, because although it is certainly true that Hashem has infinite mercy and compassion on every being, but to limit Hashem's command to that is considered against basic beliefs, that we can't understand why Hashem commands things. It is beyond us. Perhaps that is sort of a hint and part of the larger reason. But at the end of the day, the reason why we fulfill that mitzvah is not because of our mercy, but it's because Hashem told us to do that mitzvah. Secondly, V'al Toiv Yizocher Shemecha. If somebody says, for the good, your name should be remembered, Hashem. Again, that's heretical, because everything Hashem does is good. The Mishnah in Brachos says that even things which appear to be bad, one needs to bless Hashem for that as well. Alright, and thirdly, Moidim Moidim. If somebody says Moidim twice during Shemona Esrei, in all of these three cases, Meshat Kenoisai, we silence him, and the reason in the last case is because it implies that he is thanking and attributing powers to more than one power, to somebody other than Hashem Chas V'Shalom. And because of that, in all of these cases, Meshat Kenoisai, one who hears this needs to silence the person who says it because of the heresy which is contained therein. Alright, Hamachanem Bu'arroyos. One who interprets the prohibitions regarding forbidden relationships not literally. So when the Torah commands one not to have marital relations with particular relatives, so he interprets it as not shaming them, for example. And he says that that is the literal translation. So in that case as well, Meshat Kenoisai, we silence him. That implies that it is forbidden, that it is permitted to have relations with that person. And finally, Ha'omer, one who says, Umizaroch lo sitein lahavri lamolech, the explanation of the posuk which says that you should not give from your children to pass through the molech. Molech was a particular avodah zarah, a particular worship of idolatry where they would pass children through fire. And the punishment for that is koreis, a very severe punishment from Hashem, where he is, so to speak, cut off from Hashem in some way. But this person, instead of interpreting this posuk literally, interprets it as follows. Mizaroch lo sitin la'abro b'armoyusa. That from among your children you should not give to make a Aramean woman, a non-Jewish woman from the nation of Aram, to make her pregnant. Meaning he interprets the posuk as prohibiting one to marry off their children to a non-Jewish woman. Now certainly this is forbidden. However, there is no punishment of koreis for such an avera. And so by this person interpreting this posuk and saying that its meaning is only this, so he is effectively saying that there is no koreis for the avera of passing one's children through the avodah zarah of molech, and there is koreis for marrying off one's child to a non-Jewish woman. That is a total distortion of the truth of Torah, and therefore Meshat Kenoisai, we silence him b'nezifa, fiercely, and we rebuke him, because this is totally misinterpreting Torah from its simple meaning.